This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/BeHereNow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas's podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
So, this is called repetition of the divine name. What a dry, miserable way to say it. That's what they call it. But what we're trying to do is retune our awareness from the outside world, the world that we experience through our senses, and which is interpreted by our subjective programs that are running inside of us. And which is pretty much all we know, having been born in the West. First of all, everything is outside of us all the time, all day long, from day one to day two. So why should we even be doing these practices? I mean, what are we doing here in the first place? A lot of other things we could be doing tonight. I can think of quite a few of them, but we're here. And because we want to be, because we want something. For whatever, in whatever way you want to say it, our lives are not enough the way they are. It's just not enough. Period. It's not bad necessarily. I mean, it's okay, but it's not enough. It doesn't do what we want done to our hearts. And it's amazing that we're interested in this stuff at all. Considering when I was growing up, I don't know, nothing, Mickey Mouse. And then, in the 60s, when I started getting interested in this stuff, there was 3 books on this stuff. Maybe more, but I knew 3. One was Zen and Japanese Culture. One was Autobiography of a Yogi. And there was a book on yoga called Yoga for Health. And then there was Gospel of Ramakrishna was around, but not many people had seen that yet. But it was the same thing. I was always missing something, and I was always needing something I wasn't getting. So, and that's basically because that you can never get enough from the outside, the so-called outside, to fill our hearts, to make us feel the way we want to feel about life, about ourselves. And the funny thing is that everything we need is already in there. But we don't believe that. Let's face it, it's just a load of shit as far as we're concerned when it comes down to it. You know, when your wife breaks up with you or your husband walks away with somebody else, it ain't enough. It doesn't feel good. You can't make it work because we don't believe that. And it's, belief is not the important thing. What's important is that we experience it directly. That's the only way it's going to make any difference in our lives. Did you put something in the food here? What happened to me? I don't know what's going on here. He's from Los Angeles. You know what they do out there.
I do.
So anyhow, by this practice, these names, these sounds that we're chanting, they call them names, but who knows what that means? You know? Frank is a name. Why can't we do that? Shri Frank, J Frank, JJ Frank. I don't know. They say that one's not going to work, so. Maybe they know what they're talking about. Maybe they don't, but we'll see. These sounds are supposed to be what they call revealed sounds, which means they're revealed from inside. The way they came into this world so we could actually hear them means they came from the inside to the outside rather than the other way around. Usually, you know, in this world, we name things so we can know what they are so we can know where they are. You know, like I once had a truck named Bob. You know, it was still a truck, but it was Bob. So these names are different. These sounds are different. These names are different. They actually come before thought. What does that mean? Before thought. Everything we do, the only thing we do is think all day long. So what could be before that? There is no before that. You wake up thinking, you go to sleep thinking. And then you think all night. They call it dreaming. Before thought, underneath thought, before the first thought, there is these sounds. And these names are the names of that place, deeper than that level of stuff inside of us. So the idea is that by repeating these names, we turn ourselves towards that place, or we move ourselves towards that place by letting go of the outside stuff. Because when you're singing, believe it or not, you're supposed to be paying attention. What a concept, huh? But most of the time we're not. We're singing and we're thinking about the car. Got to get it tuned up when I get back to Alabama. We're thinking about all kinds of stuff and we're barely paying attention. We can barely remember we're actually in this room singing and that we came here to do that. That's the funny part. We're still not paying. You'll see. We're going to sing another chant very soon when I shut up. And you'll see. I want you to notice how much you're actually paying attention. You'll see. If you're really paying attention, you'll see your mind's gone. And then you're back, and then you're gone, then you're back, then you're gone. That means you, when you see that, you find yourself lost in thought. You find yourself lost in thought. That's a nice way of saying it. And then you're actually, you found yourself already, and you noticed you've been lost in thought. So you're already back. You don't go like, I'm thinking, maybe I should come back. No. You notice you're thinking that you've been gone. That's, you're already back. So when you're already back, then put yourself back into the name again. Put yourself, give yourself back to the chant at that moment. You'll see it'll last maybe a 30th of a second if you're really good. We'll see. Let's do one. You'll see, okay? Pay attention. So the point is that the paying attention is being here. And here is presence. The presence. The presence or presence. True being. Who we are. Buddha nature. God. Shiva. Ram. Frank. It's all in there. Actually not in there. I mean, if you really think about it, what's in there? A bunch of blood and pus and cholesterol. Plaque. That's what's in there. So, you know. But somewhere that we think is in, that's where that is. Whatever I just said it was. That's where it is. You'll see. Pay attention. Don't look for anything, because that's, you're doing too much. You shouldn't do anything. You should just pay attention. Paying attention is not exactly doing. It's kind of the least you can do on the side of just being is paying attention. If you did any more, you'd be doing something and you wouldn't be paying attention. Take it from me. I've been there. So just pay attention and sing. And see where you go and where you come back and where you go and you come back and where you go back. As soon as you notice you're gone, you've already let go. But notice that you're back. And then go back to the chant. I mean, put yourself back in the chant. Because the thing is, you're not going to stop singing when you're gone. You're still going to be singing. But you're going to be like wherever the hell you're thinking about being. That's where you are. It's very interesting. You think you're doing it, but you're coming and going all the time. But little by little, as we do these practices, we start to be here a little bit more. We get used to the feeling of being here. Because here is where everything is. Everything is here. Tomorrow, if you ask yourself, where am I? You're here. Yesterday, if you had asked yourself, where were you? Here. It's a weird concept. But here is always here. This moment is always now. Later is now. Later. I know it's a mind trip, but you'll see what I'm, you know, it's not really a mind trip. It's actually the way things are. But when you talk about it, it gets pretty stupid. So, if you know it, sing along with me, and at the end we'll sing some Sri Ram Jai. Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nijam Manu Mukara Sudhari Parano Raghuvara Bhimala Jasi Jodaya Palachari Uddihina Tanu Janike Sumeram Bhavan Kumara Palabudhi Vidya Devu Mohini.
Jai 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 Hanuman Gosai. Victory, hail and hallelujah. And Bhagavan is the living presence within us, the love that lives within us. It's who we really are. When we sing Jai Bhagavan, we sing victory to our own hearts. May that love conquer all the darkness. Sing this together. Jai Bhagavan, Jai Bhagavan, Jai Bhagavan, Jai Bhagavan. Bhagavan, If we know anything at all about a path, if we know anything at all about a way to live in this world with an open heart and without fear, maybe some peace of mind, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us be safe, be happy, that all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and that ease of heart, at ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Shanti means peace. Peace beyond understanding. When we know who we are, when we live in that love that lives within us, then we are peace. May we all be that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.